It's time for today's Daily Devotional. This week, we are talking about heavy soul, holy light, finding hope in the dark. And we're on day three. Today, we're going to zoom in and focus on when God seemed silent. Scripture comes from Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. You know, there are a lot of seasons in life where it feels like God is quiet, painfully quiet. If you're going through one of those seasons right now, you're not alone. It happens. It's happened to all of us. You pray, the heavens seem like they're just closed for business. They have flipped that sign off, and you are searching for answers, and all you find is stillness. But you read your Bible, and you wonder why the words no longer move you the way they once did, and you whisper, "Where are you, Lord?" But you only hear your own breath in that response. And if you felt that way, if you're going through something right now and you're feeling that way, you're not alone. David felt it too when he cried out, "How long, Lord, will you forget me forever?" That's in Psalm 13:1. Even Jesus experienced it when he hung on the cross and said, my God, why have you forsaken me?" in Matthew 27:46. Silence from God, though, is not absence from God. Sometimes the quiet is not punishment, it's protection. It's not rejection, it's a redirection. Maybe we need to think on our words these days, because God may be working in ways in your heart, yet can't perceive that way. Just know that as a seed grows in silence beneath that soil, your faith often grows strongest when everything feels still around you. So when depression lingers, silence can be extremely hard. The stillness can echo your own fears, your doubts, your insecurities. But God does some of his deepest work in the dark. And the silence doesn't mean that he stops speaking. It means that he's shifting your ears to listen differently. So when the noise fades and the world feels distant to you, he teaches you to sense his presence in new ways, right? Through a verse that lands softly, or a sunrise that reminds you of his mercy. Or maybe it's a friend that reaches out right in the moment that you needed it. His voice may not always come through thunder. Sometimes it comes through a whisper in 1 James 19:12. So if God is feeling silent to you today, take heart, because the author of your story hasn't stopped writing. He's just letting that ink dry on this chapter. And before we get into prayer, I want to remind you, with holiday season approaching, suicide rates increase. And with that being said, if you are going through some sort of dark season right now, there is absolutely no shame in reaching out to somebody. We have all been there, me included. Your pastor is always available, your friends and your family. Sometimes in your head, that conversation may be hard to speak out loud, but you can, and you can start it with something super simple, like, "I'm going through some dark days and thoughts. Do you have time to talk today?" Or maybe you send a text or a private message to someone that says, "I feel very down. Do you have time to chat with me?" Or, "When you get a chance, can you reach out? I feel kind of alone and I really need some support." If you're not quite comfortable talking to the people in your life right now, you can reach out to the 988 Lifeline. It's available 24/7, 365 days a year. Your conversations are free and confidential, and you can look them up at 988lifeline.org. As we go to you in prayer, God, sometimes we know that your silence feels like distance. We wonder if you still hear us, if you still care. But today, we choose to believe that you are near, even when we can't feel you. Teach us to rest in your presence without needing constant answers, and help us find peace in the stillness and faith in the waiting. Let your silence become my sacred space where I can learn to know you more deeply. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.